Farm Bureau Insurance, we're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on opening day for the Detroit Tigers baseball season. This Thursday, March 27th, 2025 edition. Well, Matt Hall was the chair of the House Oversight Committee. Now he's Speaker of the House. In the majority, able to pass budgets in the House, create committees, created the House Oversight Committee that he was chair of previously. Now they have subpoena power because of Matt Hall. Why? He could not subpoena anything back in 2020. Honestly, with his creation of the new Election Integrity Committee with State Representative Rochelle Schmidt as the chairwoman, he knows in his heart of hearts that 2020 was screwed up in Michigan, nationwide. Well, as a result of that testimony they heard that day, I was down there at the Bogey Building in front of the joint session of House and Senate Oversight Committees, listening to what Cheryl Guy was trying to explain horribly. She decided not to run for re-election after the 2024 election. She got elected and was going to serve and handle November 5th, 2024 as the clerk. Now, one thing you have to understand, clerks don't run the elections in your county. The county clerk's deputy clerk runs the elections. That's their job. Well, County Wing screwed up and blamed it on Cheryl Guy. Here is the NBC Nightly News story with Lester Holt that his field reporter, Gabe Gutierrez, came to Antrim County, spent a week, October 21st through October 28th of 2024, and aired that night, trying to affect the election just 8 days before the November 5th election. Here's the story that they reported.
I never dreamed she'd be thrust into a national political firestorm.
I was appalled. I was betrayed, and I was used.
She's the Antrim County Clerk here in Northwest Michigan. Population around 25,000. Fall here is typically tranquil. The 2020 election was not.
In one Michigan county alone, 6,000 votes were switched from Trump to Biden.
Weeks after the election, former President Donald Trump seized on what Guy acknowledges was human error that temporarily miscounted thousands of ballots here. She and her staff discovered the mistake on their own the morning after Election Day.
I just went, how could that be?
They fixed the problem within days, but the damage was done. Guy, a Republican who'd voted for Trump twice, was accused of rigging the election. She says she and her staff got death threats. That solidified her decision to step down as county clerk after the 2024 election. But then, a businesswoman named Victoria Bishop won a crowded primary for the position.
What concerns you about her victory?
She's an election denier.
So, Guy changed her mind and is now mounting a write-in campaign.
I grew up here. After the 2020 election, I felt that that horrible air that I owned was my legacy.
Bishop's campaign declined our repeated request for an on-camera interview. But in a letter to the local paper, she said she was running to restore election integrity to Antrim County. She added, I believe we still have dead people and people who no longer live in Antrim County on our qualified voter files.
She's capable.
Tom Stillings supports Bishop. He's a former chair of the county's Republican Party who still questions the 2020 election. He downplays the dozens of Trump campaign lawsuits that have failed in court since then, or a report by conservative legal experts in 2022 that debunked the false claims of major voter fraud.
With no evidence of widespread fraud, isn't it dangerous to still be casting doubt?
You know what? It's my right as a citizen to be skeptical.
Here's
for sure, Guy, that's skepticism. That's to the core of our democracy.
Facts don't matter to these people.
As you mount this campaign, in 2020, you messed up.
Big time.
Why should voters trust you again?
Well, we've learned. The fact is that we've put even more safeguards in place.
If you could speak to former President Trump, what would you tell him?
Maybe you need to take a good look at the accusations you make, how it affects people, and stay out of my county.
And so, in this tiny Michigan county, the battle over election integrity is now itself on the ballot. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Bel Air, Michigan.
There was so many lies, misrepresentations in that story, but it aired just 8 days before the election. Now we have come to learn that our very own Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's super PAC, dumped $127,512 into Cheryl Guy's writing campaign against Victoria Bishop, the Republican, who was printed her name on the ballot all by herself for that position of Antrim County Clerk. Below Victoria Bishop's oval was a line where you could write in Cheryl Guy. You know what was very interesting? And I know this very well because I'm the one that put up every single one of Vicky's 4x4s in our county. We had 150 4x4s and 1,000 yard signs. As a matter of fact, it's so interesting because now as I drive around the county, I remember every house where I put a 4x4, and I also remember the Democrats' houses that had a write-in Cheryl Guy sign along with a Kamala Harris sign and a Lisa Slotkin for U.S. Senate sign. In Antrim County, November 5th, this past election, you would see a Donald Trump sign with a Victoria Bishop sign. And perhaps Congressman Jack Bergman or whatever state representative was running, John Roth, in our county. But every single Democrat had a write-in Cheryl Guy sign. So we knew the Democrats were supporting the write-in campaign. We kept our heads down. We continued to knock on doors. We sent text messages to the voters. We did mailers. We did everything that we did to win the primary. We had to do it all over again in November to defeat Cheryl Guy. Jocelyn Benson, I believe, or somebody of very high up in the Democrat Party, got NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt to send Gabe Gutierrez to our county for a week to produce that story. And it aired on Nightly News on October 28th. First little tidbit in that video, and if you want it, just text me NBC. Text me NBC. I'll create that folder. I'll put that link to it in that folder. If you want to watch it, you'll see Donald Trump on January 6th of 2021 in front of the Capitol. You remember that speech he gave in that navy blue cashmere coat with his suit, white shirt, red tie, standing behind the bulletproof glass? He said those words in that news report. In one Michigan county alone, they changed 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. He was referring to Antrim County. We have the forensic audit. We know exactly what happened. But Matt Hall, back in 2020, as well as Senator Ed McBroom, didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to see the evidence. They refused to meet with Matt DiPerno, who had a brand new laptop with the forensic audit report in it. Matt Hall did not want me to testify as to what happened in my county that morning when they were having the county clerks on. Why? Because I would have exposed Cheryl Guy before her testimony in front of the joint session of the House and Senate Oversight Committees. We had the evidence, and they didn't want to hear it. Ed McBroom spent thousands of hours in our taxpayer dollars, along with Lana Tice and other senators, and came out with a 55-page report that after their analysis, no election fraud occurred in Michigan, November 2020. That was their final report. Well, in the NBC Nightly News story, they flash Ed McBroom, the Senate Oversight Committee's report on the screen. After all these lawsuits debunking election fraud or something going wrong with the election, along with a detailed conservative report. It wasn't a detailed conservative report. They didn't even get the information from our side. The judges throughout the cases, why? You don't have legal standing. What the hell does that even mean? I'm a voter in Michigan. I voted in Michigan, and I don't have the right to question the results of the election in my own state. I don't have legal standing. Bill Bailey didn't have legal standing. Rest in peace, by the way, Bill. He passed away this past election, right before the election. Great patriot, brought a great lawsuit. Michigan courtrooms threw it out because he didn't have legal standing. Well, we'll get back to now Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. Anthony Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith and call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, 4 years ago, over 4 years ago, in December of 2020, Matt Hall was the chair of the Michigan House Oversight Committee. He went through all of the hearings, testimony given by me and Patrick Kobach and Christina Caramo, the list goes on and on and on and on. Not able to do anything with the evidence, the forensic audit, the sworn affidavits of what people saw with their own eyes in the basement of Cobo Hall, TCF Center, that November 2020. Then they had to deal with the Democrats being in charge. 2023, 2024, after the 22 election, Democrats took back not only the majority in the House, but a two-seat majority in the state Senate. First time it happened in 40 years. When did that occur? The 2022 election. The very same voting procedures, same exact guidelines issued by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson that she put out in 2020 were used again in 2022. Is it really any surprise that the Democrats took back the majority in the midterm election of 2022? That Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson won re-election. But in addition to the top three women in this state government winning re-election, they also took back the majority in the House and took the majority in the state Senate the first time in 40 years. 1982 to 2022. And that the Republicans had to sit in the corner sucking their thumbs for 2023 and 2024, legislatively speaking. It's absolutely amazing that now President Trump gets reelected to be the 47th president. Vicky wins county clerk in Antrim. And in Lansing, they get a 58 to 52 majority Republicans back in control, at least of one chamber. Why? Because the senators weren't on the ballot November 5th, 2024. They will be on the ballot November of 2026, along with a new governor, along with a new U.S. senator, God willing. But here is the point. With the Republicans taking back the majority, Matt Hall was made speaker. Matt Hall has had 4 years to think about the November 2020 election. He knows we're not crazy. He knows we've got the evidence. He knows what he wasn't able to do back then. So as Speaker of the House, what does he do? He puts a former county clerk from St. Clair County, who's now a state representative, Jay DeBoyer, of Clay Township, in charge as chairman of his old committee that he chaired, Michigan House Oversight. Not only does he give former county clerk, now state representative Jay DeBoyer, the gavel to be the chair of House Oversight, he grants him subpoena power. Unprecedented. Never done before. Mr. Chair, at your discretion, you have the right to subpoena any records you want in Lansing. Any elected office you want to subpoena, like Secretary of State, like Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you got subpoena power. Matt Hall didn't have that back in November of 2020. Jay DeBoyer has it. Oh, and by the way, folks, I'm going to create a new committee. Election Integrity. And I'm going to appoint a former township clerk, State Representative Rochelle Smith, to chair it. I know Rochelle Smith. I believe I first met her at an event that Dave and Barb Adrema was at, and he introduced me to her. Pat Kobach is working with Rochelle Smith. Election Integrity Committee does not have subpoena power, but they have the ability to collect information, submit it to Jay DeBoyer of House Oversight, and have him issue the subpoena. They're working together. All of this effort I'm asking you guys to do, to talk to your local township clerk and ask them what they're doing to clean up the qualified voter files this year, 2025, before we get to next year's election, is all part of a bigger plan that we're working behind the scenes to do in our beloved state of Michigan. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an 8-